All right, good morning, guys. We're off. It is 7:38. I'm in your drive time. Sincerely is in your drive time. Get those seatbelts on. Click it or ticket. Not because just because it's the law. Just think about yourself and making it home to your family. And somebody else making it home to their family. Always know I own no rights to the music that plays in the background. It's Friday. And typically it's Fish Friday, but you know what? Right now, the in-laws, I'm like, Right now, all I feel like doing is just getting off work and maybe go visiting my dad. I know you guys are probably like, wow, you never hear about me talk about my dad really too much. My dad is like a boss man. He's 70 years old and still working a full-time job. I do not understand. He just feels like if he retires, what is he going to do? I can't do nothing but respect that. Although I hate it, I feel like he doesn't have to work like that. He just chooses to, but whatever he wants to do is what he wants to do. He eats his own. I hope you guys are waking up this morning. Yes, it is Friday morning and we're off. Tell you what, wake it up, because guess what? Some of you gotta work tomorrow. You know, I feel like my husband, you'll be working all weekend. But it's just good to know sometimes that Friday's here and you could possibly maybe get a break. You never know. But I tell you what, I'm ready to be at home and just chill. Because I ain't gonna lie, I was sleeping this morning like it was like Saturday morning. All right, guys, let's jump into some subject this morning. You know, families need to draw closer to each other. You know, since the pandemic is coming back into play, we all know that. I'm tired of hearing about it just as much as you guys are tired of hearing about it, probably. But that's the reality of our life nowadays. We'll probably be heading back into mask and we're fighting, hoping that we don't. Some of us have gotten out and about again. We're able to do things again. And let's not forget about each other again in that process. Let's not forget about respecting each other in that process. Because we do have to respect each other. At the end of the day, that's something we have to do. We don't have a choice. You know, things open back up. We're able to move around like we used to. So we're not in the household bonding like we normally are. We're not in the household, you know, sticking together and worrying about each other and making sure we're masking up, making sure we're safe. We're not doing it as much as we was before because we have a little bit more freedom. I guess what I'm trying to say, guys, you guys are probably wondering, where is she going with this? You know, I guess what I'm trying to say is, let's not forget that we were just in a situation to where we had to really bond as a family and figure some things out. A lot of us lost some situations. A lot of us had to move back home with their parents during this situation. And let's just not forget that we got to continue loving one another. You know, respecting one another, appreciating one another. No matter what it is that we are able to do or not do for someone, we have to appreciate one another regardless. You know, respecting the fact that, guess what? Your husbands are starting to pick back up at work. They're working long hours. Some of them have never stopped working those hours. I know you guys probably heard throughout my podcast, you know, my husband barely was home. And when he did have a day off, oh my God, it was like rekindling moments and dating all over again when he had a day off. They're tired too. We gotta respect that. We gotta respect each other's opinions. We gotta respect each other's way of thinking in life. It can't just be one-sided. If we thought one way, what would we ever accomplish is what I'm trying to say. I'm coming to you about it, guys, because let's not forget. It's so easy to do. But you can't forget about family members who love you and care for you through the hardest time you're probably ever going to face right now. And maybe some harder times may come. We don't know. But we got to make sure that we respect each other during the process of life. Some of us women, the ones that are in the medical field, like you guys heard me the whole time, I haven't stopped working the whole time either. There's a lot of us out here are grinding to the bit. I mean, sincerely grinding to the bit. So just don't forget how to respect each other. It's typically Fish Friday. You guys know I'm super excited about Fish Friday, but this Friday, take it a break. You know, hey, I don't know about you guys, but I know you guys know about in-laws and how they come in. I just need a break for a minute because I think what I'm trying to say, guys, switch it up real quick. Let's put the time out there. It's 7:43. I mean, your drive time is 7:43. Traffic and commutes are running pretty smoothly this morning, guys. It's moving nice. The sun's out, but it's like peekabooing over the limit. So, you know, skyline, not limit. Let's say skyline. It's peekabooing over the skyline right now, and as it came out to beat your face up just yet, but it's beautiful. Let's hope your drive time right now is going good. Those of you who made it to work, I hope you have a wonderful day. And who cares about that ass standing in your way? Just keep doing what you do. Put a smile on your face and knock it out. Knock it out the park. That's what you do every day anyway. When you clock in, you're knocking it out the park. Being a responsible adult. Smart and educated. Hold your chest out. Head up. Chin up to the sky. Do what you know how to do best. Let's jump into another subject right quick. I don't know about you guys, but here lately, I just be feeling like I don't want to do the extra with anyone. The drama, the fighting, the whatever. You can miss out on so much in your life banging, just in relationships, in marriages, in life, in friendships in general. Just period. We're going to throw it out there. We waste so much time. And I think I'm at the point in my life where I just really, if it's going to cause me too much, I'm done. Throwing up the peace signs. Throwing up the peace sign and I'm walking away. But I'll do it in silence. I'm good at that. I'm really good at silence. I ain't going to lie. I'll silence you out. I don't give a fuck. I'll say it. I don't give a fuck. If it's too much for me and I feel like you've been some type of way towards me, I don't give a fuck. I'll be like, you know what? I don't want to deal with it anymore. I'm good. Because I'm not losing anything. What am I losing? You know, because good relationships, good marriages, good friendships, you know, if they're good like that and they're trustworthy and they're honest for you, then they'll understand you. But if they don't understand you, that's because it wasn't real. That's how I feel. I don't know, guys. Maybe I'll open up on a Saturday morning and come to you guys a little bit on a different subject because, you know, this morning I got a lot of shit in my brain that wants to speak on it. And you guys know me, Cecilia's going to speak on it. That's just how I am. I don't know. Just ponder on some things that I talked about this morning. It's 7:46. I'm in your drive time and the sun is beautiful and we're heading into this job today and it's Friday. We gotta have a good day today. We gotta have a good day today so we can get in this job and get out and do what we need to do. So let's go a little bit here. Let's hit music. I don't know rights to music, but let's go James Brown. Gotta get that payback because that's what it is about Friday. Get that pay. Here we go.
Can do wheeling. Can do dealing. Yes, we can. But don't do no damn wheeling. I'm ready. I can dig stopping. But I can't dig that backstabbing. The brother getting ready. That's the fight. Getting ready, your mother. On the big payback. The big pay. Let me hit him.
Have a wonderful day at work. Don't let that ass stand in your way and let that clown drown. It's Friday. Let's get the payback. Until next time, guys. sincerely, I am a mess.